From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now, a question. Can non-belief in God become a belief system itself? That's the question we consider in today's installment of our series, Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America. NPR's John Burnett has the story of an atheist indie rock band from Austin, Texas, called Quiet Company.
Taylor Muse is the 31-year-old bandleader and songwriter of Quiet Company. He's a native of East Texas, raised in the Southern Baptist Church, but he now reluctantly carries the banner, that atheist rocker from Austin.
Every band that I was in, you know, up until college at least, was like a Christian band, you know. It was part of everything. Like, it's part of our identity as people, it's part of our identity as a community, like, it's everything.
It was all about the church youth group, the praise team, choir rehearsal, mission trips, and Bible study classes. Then came moving away from home in Longview, Texas, college, discovering the writings of avowed atheist Kurt Vonnegut, and marriage.
Eventually, I came home from work one day and just told my wife, I was like, I think I'm having a little bit of a crisis of faith. I just kind of realized today that I can't make a case for Christianity that would convince myself.
That realization led to this album.
The river's wide that I could not swim across it, so I convinced myself I walked upon the waves.
In 2011, Quiet Company released this CD titled We Are All Where We Belong. It's a startlingly frank exposition of one young man's loss of faith.
Well, I lied, and I knew I lied. Did everything I did to the family pride, and I just don't think I can keep it up now. 'Cause I never heard Jesus speak to me.
The record made a big splash in Austin. Last year, Quiet Company took 10 honors at the Austin Music Awards, including Best Band and Album of the Year.
But luckily, I held out long enough to see everybody really makes their own destiny. It's a beautiful thing, it's just you and me, exactly where we belong.
That refrain, which is the album title, We Are All Where We Belong, is at the heart of Muse's beef with Christian theology. He says he was taught from the Bible that good Christians don't store up treasures on earth. They're supposed to store up treasures in heaven.
You know, they're always making the statement, this is not your home, this is not where you belong. And I wanted to make a record that said, no, actually, this is where you belong. This is your one chance to make your life into what you want it to be. This is your one chance to make the world what you think it can be.
The humanist community, a term used interchangeably with atheism, was slow to take notice of the album.
I get sent so many weird things from around the United States, so I kind of assumed it would be crap. And then I listened to it, and it was brilliant.
Greg Epstein is the humanist chaplain at Harvard University and author of the book Good Without God. What Quiet Company did is emblematic of the modern humanist movement, Epstein says. It's not about railing against organized religion. It's about being good people and affirming life.
So it's not an album decrying God. It's an album about what it means to live life that happens to be from the perspective of somebody who knows who he is and happens to be a humanist and an atheist. And that's really special.
Christ, speak just one word I can hear, and prove you're alive, and I'll believe you're there.
The band has found an audience.
Check 1, 2, test, 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 1, 2, check, check, check.
Before a recent evening concert, Quiet Company warms up while devoted fans bunch up in front of the stage next to giant arena speakers on the Congress Avenue Bridge in Austin. A 25-year-old bookstore stalker who gives his name as Tux says the album helped him accept his non-belief.
I find it very reassuring. When they released the album, I was going through a little bit of a faith crisis myself, and you know that was my soundtrack during that period.
Quiet Company's appeal extends beyond those struggling with their own faith. Greg Winnick, a devout Catholic who likes the humanist band, chatted amiably with Taylor Muse after the show.
I appreciate that he's comfortable enough to sing about that, but still shake my hand even though I have three crosses on and even though I'm completely Christian and I have not lost my faith and I'm, you know, heavily rooted in it.
While songs about faith and non-faith built Quiet Company's fan base, last year they played the American Atheists Convention, the musicians are uncomfortable being the rock and roll standard bearer for atheism. Band leader Taylor Muse says they're ready to move on.
At the end of the day, what we're setting out to be is everyone's new favorite rock band. Like, we're not trying to be the atheist band. We're not trying to be, like, the band that hates Christianity. Like, I wrote 15 songs about atheism, and I said everything I wanted to say.
Quiet Company is now at work on its fourth album. Taylor Muse says it'll be about relationships. John Burnett, NPR News.
So lift up your head. Don't worry about.
And if you have sacred music you'd like to tell us about in your community, we'd like to hear from you. You can tell us at nprmusic.org.
So lift up your head. Don't worry.